Chapter 9. A Brilliant Life. Things at Apple were great, but at the same time, Steve did not feel well. And because he was the boss of both Apple and Pixar, he was very tired. In October 2003, the doctors gave him some very bad news. Steve was very ill. He had cancer, and he needed an operation. At first, he did not want to have the operation, but in 2004, he said yes. He became very thin, and other people at Apple had to do parts of his job. The cancer did not go, and he became worse. In 2009, he had another operation. He started to get better, and he went back to work. Steve worked for about another 18 months, but then he had to stop. On the 24th of August, 2011, he left the company, and this time he did not go back. Steve had cancer of the pancreas. The pancreas is behind the stomach in the body. He died 6 weeks later, on the 5th of October. He was 56. He was at home with his wife, children, and two sisters. He looked at them all and he said, "Oh wow, oh wow, oh wow." And then he died. Steve did a lot in his life. He made some very special products, and he found some special people to help him. They worked hard for him. Did people ask for home computers, smartphones, or tablets? No, they did not. But Steve could see a world with these products in it, and because of this, he invented them. From the beginning, Steve was a man with big ideas. He liked to do things differently, and sometimes this made him difficult. He was not always great at listening to other people, and sometimes he could be rude to them. He wanted control over everything, and he wanted his products to be perfect. But many people did their best work with him. He was an inventor, a businessman, and an artist. He liked to think differently about the world. He was a very special person, and his ideas made millions of people happy. Steve always liked to finish his launches with the same three words. He waited until near the end, and then he said, "One more thing." And, with those words, he started the most exciting part of his launch. The best part of Steve's launches was always at the end.